The COVID-19 pandemic's pointing out the pros and cons of being so physically and virtually connected across the globe. Like a virus, information has many avenues by which to travel quickly these days. We'll check with a communications expert for best practices on steering through the masses of information you may be experiencing now. Professor Jennifer Winter is graduate chair of the UH School of Communications. She says being an intelligent media consumer is key right now.
What I've been trying to do is stay abreast of what the scientific community is saying, listening very carefully to official medical sources, my own doctor, all the way through things like the World Health Organization, CDC, etc., and making sure that I'm verifying any information I'm getting there.
The state of Hawaii is warning about scams and price gouging related to the COVID-19 pandemic, saying not to click on links from sources you do not know and beware of goods, services, and solicitations related to the pandemic.
One of the biggest things to think about is the fact that so many folks can't just easily work from home. If they're not out and about, they aren't going to be able to bring home paychecks.
Winter says this public health crisis shines a glaring light on how income disparity plays out in America.
So many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. This is a major issue, and it also underlies a lot of aspects of modern America, where we don't have health care for all. We don't have paid medical leave and so forth. There's a huge, huge divide between folks in terms of their ability to self-isolate.
Telecommuting has been a growing trend. In 2017, the New York Times reported 43% of Americans doing at least some work remotely. Winter, however, points to medical professionals, food, entertainment, supplies, and service professionals, and others who cannot work remotely.
And we also feel a conflict because we want to support those industries as they're struggling. One of the big issues now is that we've all got these wonderful, in a sense, community entanglements where we're at conflict within ourselves over what the right action is to take.
Winter says uncertainty about how widespread the virus is in the community allows other considerations to influence decision-making.
The uncertainty here can have an almost paralyzing effect.
Winter advises checking other jurisdictions for their experiences and best practices, staying abreast of world, national, and local news, and, she says, prepare for the possibility of even further restrictions on activities.
And then get away from it as well if you can. Enjoy yourself. Do something that you've wanted to do for a long time. I'm going to take up painting if I have some spare time. And let's get through this together.
The pandemic has inspired surprising displays of solidarity. Spaniards cheering health workers from their balconies. Italians embracing government directives. Here in Hawaii, neighbors are watching kids. People report tipping more heavily, and businesses are pitching in. Foodland announced yesterday they'll open only to seniors for the first hour of business for 3 days of the week. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.